Jack Tusey lived in a treehouse on Clarissa Avenue. Yeah, you heard me right. A treehouse. It was his first summer here, and he was 15.
And I used to sleep there. For a month I did that, and then I decided that, you know, having to come down the every night to go to the bathroom and go back up in the middle of the night wasn't fun, so I moved on.
The treehouse still stands, but Avalon's different. Jack looks different, too. He doesn't have to wear a uniform to work. Instead, his shirt is crisp. His cell phone lives in his left hand. He wears gold, lots of it. The gemstone rings on his fingers would probably get in the way of dishes.
You were a busboy? You were a dishwasher? Yeah, I was a dishwasher. They don't believe it, you know.
He bought his first restaurant from his boss, and he kept buying and buying. He now owns 7 restaurants. They're all over town. Mi Casita, El Galleon, Antonio's, Little Antonio's, and Original Jack's. And they've been successful.
You know, by having 5 restaurants in Avalon, you're dealing with Mexican, steakhouse, breakfast, a deli, and Italian. So people don't eat at the same place that much. They want to try different things. So we could be in business and still make money by having different concepts. So that's our chain. It's CatalinaHotspots.com.
On the menus, you can find food from New Orleans, Kona Island, and Little Italy. But ultimately, the atmosphere in Jack's restaurants takes you back to old Catalina.
We're in an island that's 20 years back in time every day. You know, so that enhancing that experience here is part of that business model.
There's old stuff everywhere. Marlboro ads, Blues Brothers figurines, Deer busts, Bob Steele headshots, sheet music, Simon and Garfunkel records, Mardi Gras beads, traffic signs, boxes of Barilla pasta. More than that, there's music. Jack says that's what really takes people back.
When they come on, you know, you remember where you were and what time of life it was for you, what you're in high school, college, or whatever, and those are the things that relax your body on vacation and make you feel good and make you want to come back to eat again.
What's your favorite love song?
There's too many to think about right now. You're cornering me. I can't answer you right this second. There's a lot of them.
Jack says his restaurants give customers a period feel. That's his whole brand. But the tacked up posters and the records in the jukeboxes do something more. Even if he won't admit it, Jack's brand is also Jack's story. And the walls tell it. They practically double as family photo albums.
See, this is the man that brought me here. Ralph Creasy. His son and I went to school together. And he was a fisherman, so he did this thing.
Oh, my goodness.
He hung himself up, and the fish was the fisherman.
What kind of fish is that?
Swordfish.
It's huge. It's taller than him.
Yeah, I know.
Jack collects a lot of history. 57 years later, he has warehouses of extra relics. His first dollar doesn't even get any wall space.
It's still up there. We just don't use it anymore. So many things. What I have in my restaurants, I still have more in the warehouse. So I can do it in a whole nother restaurant with them.
Nostalgia is his business, after all. He tells me that it's cost-effective to own his own storage space instead of just renting it. But he does admit it's personal.
Just been my little thing to save and do to keep the history alive.
After my restaurant tour, Jack drives me up to his new house.
Lookouts. See all these different lookouts? You know, you're on the hilltop. House is kind of warm. You know, all on one level. It's a 2-bedroom house. Nothing pretentious, you know. It was a simple country cottage. And we want to keep it that way. We want to hold that historic look.
It sits next door to the Wrigley Mansion. From the picture window in the living room, Jack can see all 7 of his restaurants. His walls and floors are bare, but it's a far cry from his treehouse.
It's a very simple lifestyle. Left, right, you know.
It's beautiful.
And you're there. Only thing problem is we got small bathrooms, but we'll deck them out.
For KISL Island Radio, I'm Julia Ferguson.